Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Divine Mind Tribe Radio here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. It humbles me to say that every episode, every time that I have the opportunity to do so. We are so blessed and so grateful to have such a phenomenal platform to communicate with you guys, to share with you guys certain thoughts and ideologies, certain approaches to this human experience that will indefinitely assist you in living a happier, healthier, wealthier, wiser, and more whole and fulfilled lifestyle. As you guys know, Divine Mind Tribe Radio is the radio show where we talk about anything and everything to assist you in embodying a higher vibrational consciousness. Now, what do we mean by that? This is the radio show where we have dedicated our lives. Yes, our lives. I say that every time because it sounds wild. We've dedicated our lives. What we have, I mean, every decision that we make revolves around living a happier, healthier, wealthier, higher vibrating lifestyle, right? So these decisions are then projected through our phenomenal platform and gift, to say the least, of being able to speak here on LA Talk Radio. Without further ado, guys, today is a very special guest. I'm sure you have been getting bored of just listening to me talk. Yeah, okay, Dave, we get it. So check it out. We are going to change it up. If you guys have been long-time LA Talk Radio listeners, if you remember back in the day, even when it was Teen Trends with Dave and friends, we're talking like 10 years ago. More than that, 11, 12 years ago. I was 16, I'm 28 now. Whoa! And then we became Dave's Good Vibration Station, and then we continue to evolve. Now we're at Divine Mind Tribe Radio. Then you guys just might remember a very special person in my life, who I am honored and humbled, to say the least, to have on air with us today. Welcome back, my dear brother, Joshy. Brother Josh.
Hey, what's going on, my dude?
Man, it's been way too long. I have missed you dearly. It has, it's been too long. How are you, brother? How's everything with you? Life's good? I mean, life's crazy, but in the craziness, are you finding solstice and serenity within the hectic energy that surrounds the collective consciousness?
That was a handful, bro. Serenity. I'm not sure if I found serenity yet. I'm working on it, to be honest. I'm really working on it because things are they're mushy right now, dude.
They're mushy, brother. And honestly, what I'm so glad that you responded that way, because today's show is dedicated to assisting whoever is a vibrational equivalent to listening. Hey, that rhymed. and finding serenity during these times. Now, if you guys listened to the last few shows, you understand we talked about the difference between survival and thriving, the difference between making just getting by versus flourishing, and the difference in consciousness between, you know, what in the exact same global situation, you have two two different people that have the exact same resources available to them. One person thrives, the other one survives. What's the difference? The difference is the mindset, and that's everything that we've been talking about. So today's show is going to be a little bit different. We are going to change it up, and it's not going to be all about, hey, there's doom and gloom around, and this is how you stay happy through it, okay? Today, we're going to be talking about the power of focus, the power of being able to deliberately shift your energy, shift your thoughts, shift your topics of conversation, no matter who it's with, no matter how frequently these topics might come up. Shifting these ideologies, these shifting your relationship with everything that's going on the global scale to a place within yourself, within your consciousness, within your mind, which allows you even a glimpse of serenity, right? Now, I'm not saying we're all going to be jumping for joy after this episode, but what I am saying is, if you listen to the experiences and the information that we have to share today, you just might walk away with a new perspective in regards to one's ability to process and to sift and sort through these contrasting times. So, Josh, I'm going to just open this up with a question for you, my dear brother, okay?
Yeah.
What was the first, now, obviously, a lot of people are going to be like, wow, Dave, that was a really silly question. I think we all felt that way. But, you know, it's good to start at the basics. It's good to start at the fundamental core and then work your way up from there. It's like a house. You know, you need a blueprint. You need the structure. And then you put up the walls. And then you put everything. And then you start decorating, right? And then all of a sudden, you have a space. You have created space. And that's what we're doing in consciousness. We're creating space. And within this space, we are our own interior decorators. We are our own developers. And we are our own builders and shifters and shapers and creators. So Josh, my question for you is, what was the first round of emotions that you experienced when that very first day that we were quote unquote quarantined, that we were told, you know, unless it is for specifically going to work, going to, you know, the grocery store for needs and necessities, you are technically not allowed to leave your house. Here we live our entire life in this country that promotes freedom. And little by little, we see these freedoms being modified. I'll leave it at that. So what kind of emotions did you feel when that modification occurred from totally free, being able to go do, be, have, whatever, whenever, to, whoa, there's like a set of rules now, kind of like the purge. Like the sirens go off at 7 o'clock and you got to lock down. Like, it's like there's crazy shit going on out there. What was the first kind of, and it might be a loaded question, feel free to take as long as you want on this, but what was kind of the first wave of emotional reactions that you had to receiving this kind of information? And then from there, we're going to climb our way up to the present. But just start.
I honestly didn't take it seriously, man. I didn't think it was real. I thought it was a little scare.
Right.
Because we've never experienced this in our life. I mean, our parents never even experienced this in their life. So it just didn't seem real to me. I thought it was just a way to just scare us for a little bit. And just like you said, you know, America is the land of the free, right? We're not supposed to have any of these types of rules. So I guess that for everybody, I'm not the only one. A lot of people didn't take it seriously at first.
Right.
It was when the it was when the research started coming in about what was happening that started scaring people and started making at least some people listen to the lockdown.
Right.
So as soon as like the numbers started coming in, I was like, whoa, this is actually starting to get pretty serious. And the reason why I didn't take it seriously in the beginning is, again, it's never happened before.
Right. So, like, we're not coded to thinking.
We're not. Yeah. It just didn't seem plausible in the beginning. It didn't seem like it was possible. I mean, it didn't seem possible.
Yeah. It didn't seem plausible or possible. I'm with
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Yeah. Both work. Yeah.
Dude, beautifully said.
I mean, it's just, and then after that, when work started to get harder to find, then it was
right.
Like, oh, okay. Now I'm starting to see how this is starting to affect the economy.
Right. Right. And that's a conversation. That's a show. That's multiple shows in and of itself. The whole economic reconfiguration in regards, you know, I should say in relationship to this pandemic, you know, how this pandemic is affecting the economy, how this pandemic is affecting, you know, it really is a perfect display of the difference between individual goals, you know, like, what I'm trying to say, like, aspire, you know, you have aspirations, you have goals, you have dreams. And for those of you that actually are not already familiar with Josh, you guys, you got to check him out. He is absolutely amazing. Momentum Productions, Josh is just like killing it. He is he's a full-time YouTuber, full-time Instagram. He's nearing 100,000 followers on Instagram, and man, what are you almost like? What I don't even know. You have so you're gaining subscribers like grass is growing and like the cornfields are sprouting, man. Like it was 60,000, 70,000, 80,000 subscribers. Like you're up there, bro, on YouTube.
Bro, you just said my goal, man. I want to sprout as many cornfields as possible, bro.
That's right, brother. It. We gotta tend to the garden, baby. That's it. Hey, in more ways than one. That opens up another topic of conversation. Okay, so when you first heard the news, it was almost like it wasn't palatable, if that makes sense. Like it wasn't. I actually have to agree with you, brother. I felt the same way. I was like, oh, this is a fear mongering. This is a wave of fear mongering, right? There is clearly, you know, some ultimate agenda of sorts that I don't even like to open the door to get into. There's so many theories, so many ideologies, hypotheses, whatever. And it's not, you know, it's not for us to necessarily know, in my opinion, why this agenda is happening. What I do know is important for us to know is how we go about processing the information. And that's what this show is all about. Assisting people in not necessarily defining what's going on and why it's going on, but how we can oscillate in our emotions with the current circumstances of the global situation, right? How we change our lifestyles, how we approach, how our mindsets allow us to approach this kind of new, entirely new matrix of reality. So, Josh, when would you say, not like when, like meaning like a date, like, oh, okay, on June 15th, this is like, but like what, at what point in what was it, like a few weeks after? Was it like a month after, a couple months after, a couple days after? About how long did this, you know, the beginning from the very start of this pandemic go on until you kind of shifted into this new belief system or I should say new relationship, defining a new relationship with the economy, with your freedoms and whatnot. How long did it take in to kind of set in, like, whoa, this, there's something going on here. There is, at this current point, no end in sight, and things are continuing to get weirder and weirder and weirder, and now there's killer bees. What am I going to do with myself? Like, I mean, about how long did it take for you to kind of process this information?
It took me about a month, to be honest.
Same.
And that's actually, you know, from doctor's standpoint, like, it takes about 3 weeks for a new habit to develop.
That's right.
So it kind of makes
21 sense. Days. Yep.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense for it to take about a month for me to start soaking in, like, what kind of new life that we're going to start living.
Right.
And at that point, I was thinking to myself, okay, I know what's happening right now, what's going to happen in the future. And I started thinking, you know, this thing's not going to be going away anytime soon. So on top of that thing soaking in of, like, this new lifestyle, I also started thinking about, oh, great, this is going to be for at least the next year. So it was like a double whammy all in one, you know. That's when you start realizing that things are going to change actually forever after this point.
Right? Like, forever. Like, things, like, this is a pinnacle point in history, man. Like, these are prophetic times we're living in, bro. You know? And
bro, I think about it, okay? They're saying they're going to release a vaccine in what? Like, you know, a year from,
right,
I don't know, April or May is what I think they said.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
You're going to have that batch come out, right? And then how many people are going to take that batch? I'm not going to be one of the first people that takes that batch. You don't know what's going to happen. So there's going to be skeptical people. I'm one of those skeptical people at first. If it's proven that the vaccine works, then I'll take it. So that's going to add some more time for those people who are just going to be like, okay, I want to see it work first. So it's like, it's going to take longer. And for that reason alone, I barricaded myself in my house. I barely leave. And, you know, I'm not doing this, honestly, to protect myself. I'm doing this to protect my family, because my brother has two kids, you know, he has two toddlers. You have a toddler. Like, I'm not doing it for me. I don't care if I get sick. I care if other people get sick.
A humanitarian to the core. A humanitarian at the core.
Exactly, dude. So it's just like, I know why people are pissed. I know why people don't want to stay home.
Right.
But you got to start thinking about the world and not just about you. You got to start thinking about the people around you. It's okay if you get
pissed
because you know you can handle it, but you don't know how other people can handle it.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I had a talk to my brother. My brother, he lives up in Oakland. And he was telling me he's very worried because he has two little babies, right?
So yes, I can relate.
He told me that if I want to come up and see him, I have to isolate myself for a solid 2 weeks. That means I can't even see my parents.
Whoa.
Can't see my parents for 2 weeks. They live 3 miles away from me, which makes it that much more difficult.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of things that come into play. But honestly, for me, for my sake, for my healthy, I don't give a shit, to be honest.
And why? Just out of curiosity. I mean, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there, especially, you know, listeners. By the way, thank you for taking your Sunday afternoon to tune in with us, to open your hearts, open your minds, and really, you know, absorb some of this information. You know, this for a lot of listeners out there, I'm sure, you know, they are going to. The first question that I would have, right? If I didn't know who you were and how important you are, probably one of the first questions would be, well, hey, what drives the lack of desire to protect yourself in relationship to the lack of, or in relationship to the abundance of desire to protect those around you. Like, I guess what I'm saying is, clearly, obviously, you are a person, and knowing you since I can remember, since I basically was born, minus like 5 years or something, minus like the first 5 years of my life, you've always been my brother. You've always been like my family. So I know what kind of person you are. You know, we know each other. But for the listeners out there, you know, a lot of the first reaction was people wanting to immediately protect themselves or protect, you know, almost looking at it like, I mean, yes, definitely, I need to protect myself so I can see my family. I need to protect myself so I can see, as you can probably hear in the background, I have a little baby girl. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. I'm working on not saying sorry. I'm working on saying thank you. Thank you, listeners, for being open to understanding that I am doing the show remotely. Everything has changed, right? We're not going into the studios as of current. You know, we are doing these remote shows. So there's almost like a sense of realism that it's almost like a veil, a layer has been pulled back, a layer of, if you will, like, hokiness, you know, like a layer of bullshit. For example, I mean, on some, on quite a few international, you know, television shows, you'll see the hosts are hosting the shows like from their home, like where they traditionally would be in the Burbank studios, or, you know, in the studios in Hollywood or whatever they're doing. Like they're at home. And they have like their little camera crews that come over, or they're in an isolated spot, you know, and they talk about that. For you being in media, radio, television, you know, you've been after SAG, you've been there, you know, you've been through all of it. So like, what did you find? And also being, you know, I'm just going to be honest, you absolutely are an influencer in the global community, especially when it comes to inspiring people and educating people on how to successfully follow through with their passion of cinematography, videography, directing, producing, so on and so forth. You're a genius when it comes to that stuff. How did that change for you in your ability to, you know, okay, well, today, guys, we're shooting in Vegas, like you got to be on a flight. I remember you were telling me not too long ago, you know, it seems not too long ago, but time's been going by like crazy, and I'm sure there's been multiple other opportunities and experiences that you've had doing this. But I remember talking to you not too long ago, and you got hired to, you know, free of charge. You were flown out. Was it like Florida or something? Or you've been flown out a bunch of places to do a bunch of different work. But how has that changed in the sense of, you know, knowing that there are people, you know, collectively hundreds of thousands that are viewing you every day, and then millions that you're touching, millions of impressions. How is that affecting your ability to, you know, continue to build your business and continue to offer your services, which are in, might I say, to be humble, very high demand?
First off, I don't really see clients anymore.
Wow.
I just again, it's not for me. It's for the people around me that I care about.
Right.
So
of course.
If I, you know, my dad's in his mid-70s. He has a cough problem. So I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for him. I refuse
right.
to go out and, you know, work with people one-on-one. I just don't think that's the best idea right now, because even though I don't take it seriously, the virus could be serious. So
right.
it's basically like,
no,
I'm okay if I get sick. I'm okay if I get sick, but I'm not okay if other people get sick. So for that reason, I will do whatever I can to not get sick. So if that means to not see right. clients, then that's fine. So instead, I will produce content for them over their social media. So if they want content for their social media, examples like tutorials, or if they need like edits, that's perfectly fine. I can easily do that remotely. But as far as, you know, shooting with clients, that's honestly not happening right now.
And is that something, like, not to get too personal, but has that affected you emotionally? Because I know that you are an outgoing person. I know that you are just naturally and organically a people person. You're so good with people. You're such a loving and giving and creative. And I could imagine for such, you know, an outgoing person and for someone that loves to work with other people and work, you know, in collaboration on a project and then see that project flourish. How has that affected you emotionally? Like, is there some drawback? Is there some resentment towards like the world, or like, or is it kind of, are you just like, you know what, I'm going to roll with the flow. I'm going to do what I have to do. I'm going to keep the train humming and keep throwing coals in the fire and just like, you know, make sure that my family's safe, make sure that I keep myself safe so I can keep my family safe. Or have you found there to be maybe even like a slight bit of like, you know, resentment because you're being forced to isolate? Does that make sense?
It affected me emotionally. It affected me, what's it called? Mentally. It's depression definitely settles in a lot quicker than usual.
Right.
It definitely is around my atmosphere constantly. But the mindset is that we're humans. We are the most, we adapt better than any other creature on the planet. So it's in our nature to adapt to anything that's thrown at us. So that's what I'm doing. I'm adapting to the new times. I'm sure you're adapting to the new times. So I would say whatever's thrown at you, you must adapt. That's it. You have to find a way to adapt.
Beautifully said. We do, brother. We do have to find a way to adapt perfectly with kind of everything that we have been talking about the previous shows is, you know, there's different types of people. Obviously, there's different types of, there's different personality types. There's different approaches depending on who you are, your personality, depending on your relationship to change. A lot of people, you know, change is the scariest thing for a lot of people. Like, I mean, like legitimately people do not know how to deal with change. So there's kind of one of two ways that they can go with this. It's either, you know, unfortunately a bit of like self-destruction, right? You can self-destruct pretty easily. Or in your case, you can adapt. And within the adaption process, correct me if I'm wrong, but something I've experienced personally in my own adaption process is, things have been coming up for me that I didn't even know existed within me. I mean, thoughts, emotions, awakenings, fears, desires, like things that I actually have to somewhat in a weird way. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people out there that completely disagree with me when I say this, but in an odd way, I had to kind of shift into a state of gratitude for my own self-preservation. I kind of had to shift into like, wow, thank you, higher powers, powers of be, whoever it is. And keep in mind, guys, this is not a religious platform in any way, shape, or form. We do support whatever belief system you believe, you know, most suits you, then, and we, if you, whoever it is you pray to, if you do pray, and if you don't pray, then that's awesome too. As long as it's working for you, just keep a positive mindset and, you know, but praying, I don't always mean just, you know, putting your hands together and closing your eyes. I mean, we pray in many different ways. You know, I mean, you can meditate by riding a bicycle, and that's praying. You know, you can work out. That's a form of meditation, you know, that you're familiar with, is working out, sweating out not just the physical toxins, but the energetic toxins as well, purging kind of those emotions, which allow you, after the, you know, endorphins are released from working out, the ability to feel good, to feel healthy, to feel those series of emotions that you would traditionally feel in a normal setting. So it's kind of paradoxical, because in the worst possible, well, hey, things could always be worse, right? Things could always be worse, and I'm grateful that they're not. And if they continue to, you know, then you just got to say things could always be worse. And on top of that, I have the power. When I say I mean you, we all have the power to make a change, to make a shift. So in some odd way, you know, through going this period of isolation and quarantine, it's pulled up for me, and I'm asking this as a question as well. It's not just a statement, it's a question to see if you kind of have been experiencing the same thing. And the reason why we're doing this is to relate with and to the listeners and anybody else out there, you know, that does find themselves tuning in, you know, to this specific episode. You know, these are things that we get to ask ourselves, which kind of flip the script. So for me, for example, I had to shift into a state of gratitude, or else I was going to essentially go to a very dark place. And having the responsibility of, you know, taking care of a family, being the patriarch for my beloveds, my beautiful baby girl, my amazing angelic soulmate and fiance, like, you know, we really had to take a step back and ask ourselves what's best for our child. And we understand that we can only be as good to others. We can only give to others what we have. I mean, it's as basic as this. It's like if someone, whether you are their best friend or whether they're a stranger, right? You don't have the bread, you can't give it to them. If someone asks you for, you know, like, hey, do you have some frosting? I'm baking a cake. And you don't have frosting, you can't give it to them. So same thing with emotion, same thing with energy, same thing with vibration and frequency. If the people around you are asking, and not just asking, but almost searching for avenues of clarity and transparency and authenticity, and you are not capable of channeling that within yourself and harnessing those emotions, then you're not going to be a vibrational equivalent to being able to serve those around you. Does that make sense? So knowing that we are beings based on service to others, because that's how to live the happiest life, is serving others. We need to serve ourselves first. And that's not egotistical. That is not narcissistic. That is quantum law. If you, everything you receive, give it out, you're going to be a pretty depressed person, because you're going to need that stuff that you just gave away, even though you want to help. So there's this fine medium, this fine line between making sure that you're taken care of and you've got your basis covered, while simultaneously knowing that you can assist in providing the masses or even your neighbor with, you know, products or services or basic means of sustenance that we wouldn't be able to do if we were not taking this approach of kind of like an attitude of gratitude. Because without this experience, and like I said, I'm just speaking for myself, and please hop in, let me know if you resonate, if you disagree, whatever it might be. You know, this experience has really shown me what it is that I do have to be grateful for in life. Have you kind of gone through that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm grateful that even during these times, dude, that I'm still afloat, to be honest.
Yes. Yes.
Because I know a lot of people don't have that privilege, and it sucks, to be honest, to see people suffering, businesses suffering, and
yes.
Some people can't adapt. I mean, if you run a barbershop, how can you really adapt to something like this? You know, I mean, you can have clients outside, but even still, like, you can't do it. Bars can't really adapt either. So it's tough, man. If you are able to adapt, if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur for that matter,
right?
I feel like if you can adapt, that's a blessing. It really is.
Without a doubt.
It's hard, man. It's a touchy subject because I said earlier that we're supposed to adapt to everything, but I could see how difficult it is for many people.
Right.
But if you do find a way to adapt to something like this, definitely a blessing. That's something that I'm very grateful for.
That's beautiful. And to take that one step deeper, you know, brother, this is, you know, this is the... As you know, I mean, you are a tremendous contribution to the existence of Divine Mind Tribe in and of itself. If it wasn't for knowing you, and if it wasn't for our relationship, I would have, who knows, I never would have been guided in life to have this platform and on LA Talk Radio and create the Divine Mind Tribe platform for other people to seek, you know, comfort in, you know, during these times. On a deeper level than, you know, now that was actually a great point you brought up. Yeah, if you are capable of adapting, be grateful, right? If you even have the sense of capability, or I should say that if you even have the ability within you to channel that innate, almost instinct to adapting versus going into fear mode of, oh my gosh, you know, I've been running this business for the last 30 years and I've had nothing but local clients and success. And, you know, this is how I raised my family, and I was going to pass this barbershop on to my children. And, you know, just as an example, barbershop or you know, even like a restaurant or a bar that is not necessarily a franchise, but hey, even the franchises are suffering. Everything, the entire economic structure is recalibrating itself. There's absolutely no doubt. And like I said, we can touch on that briefly a bit later in the show, if it resonates with you. But this is more right now, you know, about the emotional status of how to. Okay, so that's where I was. How to adapt if you don't know already how to adapt, right? So knowing that we are infinitely creative beings, understanding and applying the laws of vibration, the law of attraction, the laws of unity, right? These are fundamental universal laws, just like a law of gravity, right? That when tended to, the nature of these laws will assist you in going with the divine flow. Now, what I mean by that is, if you're in a situation, let's just throw this out here, like you said, a barbershop, and that's something that, whether or not you just opened it, or it's been around for 30 or 40 or 50 years or even 100 years and passed down generation. There is always room for adaptation. Like, there's always a new route to the end result of essentially moving out of fear and into excitement for the potentials and possibilities that lie beyond these prophetic and very pandemonium-based times. So What are some of these things? And this is rhetorical, but it's also not. If you guys have any ideas and you want to share it with us, make sure to email us at divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. You can also do divinemindtriberadio@gmail.com. We have quite a few of the Divine Mind Tribe emails, and the official one is official. So we're going to, if you guys have any ideas, have any thoughts, topics you wanted to get in touch with myself or Josh, feel free to email us anytime. We love the emails. We've seen the increase in emails and in participation. And we really, really appreciate it, guys. Once again, divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Also, make sure to check out Momentum Productions. Josh, go ahead, throw your taglines in there, bro. Where can we find you on Instagram?
Momentum_Productions.
And then where can we find? Yep, YouTube. Yep, and then Momentum Productions. It's going to be the first that populates. You can't miss it because Josh is a big deal. Yeah. it's true, bro. You should be very proud of yourself. So, okay, so here's the thing. If you guys are in a situation where, you know, you may have lost your job or you may have, you know, had to shut a business down, like Josh said, if you're an entrepreneur, you know, or a business owner, how do you move into a state of learning to adapt when this is something that you just kind of recently have acclimated yourself to, or which would be even more difficult, have been acclimated to for a very long time now? You know, how do you move into that? Well, we're going to tell you guys, there are multiple outlets. There are multiple ways to use what you have at your disposal, the resources right now that you have at your disposal, to live the life that you know you deserve. Okay. So I'll tell you where, in my humble opinion, where this starts. Okay, first of all, not everything revolves around money, right? Money is, of course, the root of exchange. It is the energy of exchange. So, of course, without money, you're going to have a very, very, very difficult time surviving base end, okay? But just let's get down to it. Let's get real with each other. We do live on a planet which requires a medium of fungible exchange, aka money. But here's the thing, our monetary system is changing. The value of, and we've talked about this in just about every show, we've touched on this because these are little seeds that I want to continue to plant in the garden of the collective consciousness of whoever chooses to listen and is vibrational equivalent to this information. Learn monetary history. I highly suggest checking out Mike Maloney. Go on YouTube, check out his 10-part series, Mike Maloney. It's called The Hidden Secrets of Money, specifically episode 4, The Greatest Scam in the History of Mankind. And believe it or not, it is all about how the Federal Reserve is essentially the greatest scam. Essentially, the U.S. is the greatest scam in the history of mankind. And the way that they've set up their monetary system, that's they're talking about fiscal dollars, right? The way that they have set up their fiat currency system. People are losing faith. They are inflating this currency beyond a point of no return. In 2008, we had a $2 trillion bailout just to keep the economy afloat. And now, 12 years later, we have another $2 trillion bailout, if you will. It's not necessarily a bailout for the economy, but it's a bailout. Well, it is a bailout for the economy, but that's just not how it's said, you know. So, Josh, in your opinion, being a business owner, I'm going to spit out some ideas, and I'm gonna feed off of your energy and see what you think of this, see what your relationship with these ideas are, right? So let's say you're a business owner. All this stuff happens and you are absolutely, I'm not going to say you, I'm going to say the individual that is experiencing this tremendous depth of loss. How do we shift out of that? You know, we've talked a lot about unity consciousness. We've talked a lot about coming together. And the reason why I said money is not the only thing that matters, right? Although it is a necessity and you do want to obtain and accumulate as much as you possibly can. Look into cryptocurrencies, guys. I'm just going to throw that out there if you haven't already. Make sure to look into cryptocurrencies. Make sure to look into specifically Ethereum, you know, just because there are so many new decentralized applications, they're also known as dApps, that are being put out there, which will and do currently assist the user. They do assist the user, but just for using the platform, they will pay you, and they will pay you in these currencies, which do have a relationship to the USD value. Whether, you know, one Ethereum is worth $400, which is hovering around right now, $390, $400, or like, yeah, if one CRO coin is worth, you know, 16 cents, whatever it might be, there are these alternative applications that you can use, which actually serve you on a day-to-day basis. And on top of serving you for just having the application, you also get compensated for participating. So, Josh, what do you think about the idea revolving user participation being compensated for? Like literally, for example, Divine Mind Tribe, we were able to create on the blockchain our own coin. Okay. And I'm not really talking too much about it right now. We're in the process of getting all the logistics worked out, but it's not necessarily in, like, you know, an ICO phase or anything, like initial coin, where we're not going that route, you know, at least at this moment. But we want to give people money for just participating in the platform. For example, oh, you want to, you know, expand your health? Well, it's a health, wellness, and creative expression website. You want some gear for your camera? It's going to be on this website. And it's not an Amazon. It is a creative hub. It is a lifestyle movement, right? So within this lifestyle movement, let's say you part, and I'm just using Divine Mind Tribe as an example. Let's say you purchase some equipment or whatever it might be, some Ayurvedic copper cups, which are very, very healthy and help alkaline the body, or an alkaline filter, something like that, alkaline purification system, whatever it might be. Not only do you, you know, of course, you purchase the product just like you would off Amazon or anything like that, and then all of a sudden, you have the option to generate a wallet. And within that wallet, you get paid in these tokens, which have a relationship to the USD value, for just participating in the platform. And then the more participants, obviously value is based off of user participation, value is based off of faith, people's faith. So that's kind of just like, you know, I've talked about this concept with a few people. I'm going to shut up right now and pass the mic to Josh. But Josh, what are your thoughts on people getting compensated through new technologies that were not previously available in the previous paradigm? For example, blockchain, right? Using blockchain tech, we can pay people for their participation. This could be the answer to providing for the masses without them necessarily having to trade their time, their energy. What are your thoughts on, you know, people getting compensated for their participation?
Yeah. I mean, there's only one answer. Yeah. I have nothing else to say because it's such a good incentive. I always like participating with an incentive, man. I just think it's a great situation. I mean, you got me hooked on cryptocurrency. I'm now in. I'm invested. So.
Oh, you're awesome. Oh, dude. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You are awesome, man. I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that. Oh, that brings me so much joy. Little by little, man, we plant these seeds, and within planting these seeds, we assist those around us in, you know, flourishing and in opening up new doors for abundance and for providing for themselves and their families and for ensuring sustenance, right? So there's the monetary aspect. With the 1 minute, possibly 30 seconds that we have left of the show, One thing that I also want to throw out there, and Josh, if you're open to it, I would absolutely love to have you, you know, as a reoccurring co-host more and more on, you know, Divine Mind Tribe Radio. Because like I said, you've been there since the start, brother. One thing that I could share with you guys is maybe think about starting a garden. Maybe look into a community garden, like a communal garden, something like that. Maybe even think about getting your tribe, your friends and family, your tribe, right? The people that you surround yourself with, to throw in a little money together, and then everybody dedicates a couple hours a week to starting a garden. So you guys make sure that, you know, food is taken care of. I'm sure we've all seen the difference of food on the shelves. It's different. The bananas are different. The avocados are different. The apples are different. Maybe it's because maybe I don't eat meat. That's not too, I don't eat too much meat. Every now and again when I desire it, but maybe it's because I eat fruits and vegetables. A lot of them, I could notice a difference. But Josh, have you noticed a difference in the produce on the shelves?
I definitely noticed the quantity has changed.
yeah, and that's another scary. That's another scary thing. Oh my goodness, man, we need another hour.
Yeah, we need another hour for sure.
Oh my goodness. And of course, there's the little one to say, hey, daddy, you got to wrap up for the day. But I wanted to thank you guys so much and just say, first of all, there is my precious angelic daughter in the background sending her love via hysteria. No, Josh, thank you so much for being on today's show. I love you with all of my heart.
I love you too, brother. Thank you.
I cannot wait. Josh and I are going to be spending some time together tomorrow, and I am just absolutely elated. And it's to the point where even having a 2-year-old, I know that Josh, you are so healthy. Your immune system is through the roof. I don't even have the slightest bit of hesitation of like, oh, isn't it? You know, I'm like, dude, I miss my bro. We are healthy. We are in alignment and we're ready to thrive, rock and roll, adapt. And that's what we're going to do, guys. So Josh, thank you so much. Make sure to check out Momentum Productions once again on Instagram, Momentum_Productions. And of course on YouTube, if you don't already subscribe, you got to make sure to subscribe, Momentum Productions. And as you guys know, feel free to join us via Instagram at divine.mind.tribe. You check us out on Facebook, same thing, Divine Mind Tribe. And we are in the process of starting a YouTube presence, which we'll be talking more about in the coming weeks. Listen up, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Joshy. You guys have a wonderful week.
Thank you, brother.
And we will see you next Sunday. Love you guys. Love you, Josh. Peace.
Bye.